This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 23rd. Well, cattle markets last week gave up a little ground. We had the lives down about 182, front month feeders down about 287. So after some pretty active price action early in the week, the markets kind of gave up and had Thursday and Friday were under a fair amount of pressure, closing below that important gap level that had offered resistance at first, and then the market soared above it just a couple weeks prior, and then we could not get any follow through to the upside. Market started to pull back the previous week, and again last week we started out trying to regain that upward momentum, but by the end of the week we were under some selling pressure. So it's a pretty choppy market in the cattle complex, but last week's close below those gap areas kind of removed a lot of that bullish enthusiasm and took us back into, at best, I think, a neutral type of market. In feeders there too, similar story with the live cattle, where the market broke down below those gap levels, kind of erasing that upward momentum. The cash trade last week was steady with the previous week, Fed trade around 110. That was down 6 from a year ago. The dress trade at 171 was unchanged on the week, but down 13 from a year ago. Dress weights at 842 pounds, it's down 2 on the week, but still up 11 over a year ago. The slaughter rate, including Saturday, was at 593,000 head, 3,000 more than the week prior, and 4,000 more than a year ago. Steer prices last week, 138, that's down 1 on the week and down 8 from last year. Rib prices, which have been the driver of the box beef, the strength in the box beef and supporting the cash trade, last week rib prices were up 47 at 463, and that's up 21 from where we were last year. 90% trimmings, just the opposite, down 41 from a year ago and up 2 on the week at 201. Year to date, federally inspected slaughters running 3.6% below a year ago. Cow slaughter 1.6% below a year ago. Dress weights are up 2.7%. So beef production is down only 1% from last year. Box beef values on Friday were higher. Choice was up 65 cents at 238. Select was up 109 at 215. The spread was down 44 at 2337. Movement was 105 loads. Had a cattle on feed on Friday. Total on feed numbers as of November 1st were 11.9 million head. That was 1% higher than a year ago. That was pretty close to what the trade estimate was at 101.8. That's also the highest that we've seen in 4 months. In October placements, 89% at 2.2 million head. That's the lowest placement for October since 2016. And that too was, it was about 1% below what the trade was looking for. And the marketings, October marketings, were at 100% at 1.87 million head. That was right in line with pre-release estimates as well. I think the one notable in this report was that the placement pattern, the weights, the in weights, were more geared, more heavily skewed toward the lighter weight cattle. Over the last few months, we've seen the heavier weights be the highest component of the placement pattern. And of course, those were animals that had been diverted back to grass after packing plants shut down from COVID. You know, so we had those coming back into the feedlot throughout the summer and fall months. Now we're seeing that completely done, apparently, and we're coming back to the lighter weight calves, which give feedlots more flexibility in the feeding pattern and allow them to stretch it out if they need to in case you have more packing plant closure. So that's kind of the key there. What it does is it puts them at risk for higher feed grain prices. And of course, corn has been consistently moving higher over these last few months. And now with the drought bearing down on South America, that could really shoot corn prices higher and all grain prices higher. And it puts the feedlots at a much higher exposure level than they normally would be with the heavier weights. So it's always a combination of risk factors there, but that's what they've been doing. And again, with the heavier weights, we're pretty much just through them. They've already been placed, and still working through the slaughter rates, but now we're looking into the lighter weight calves coming in. So I think the cattle complex finding some support here this morning on this report that was largely neutral, maybe slightly bullish. The market is rallying up to some resistance levels, a kind of minor resistance, and so far is holding, but it's definitely got a firm undertone to it this morning, largely in response to the cattle on feed report. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.